Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Preacher and the Miracle Man. So tonight here on this Monday, September 10th, 2018. And I'm your host for this evening, The Miracle Man. And I am so glad that you could join me wherever you are, across the world, across the street, here in Dublin, wherever you are. Wherever you are, and whatever device you are using to join this program. I pray all the time. I pray God would bless you for choosing to join this program. This show is called The Miracle Man because I strongly believe in miracles. And I know God's done many miracles and He's going to do more in my life. Amen. We're so glad you could join us today. I'm very thrilled. And I want to say thank you for all of you, my loyal listeners, who always choose to tune in. Various from here around Midland, some in the Detroit area, others in other places, Michigan and across America. And a couple, I understand, from another country. And folks. I really want to thank you for being with me through this time. Hi, Jason. Yeah, I'm here at this McDonald's. One of the voices that you may have just heard a minute ago is the McDonald's manager. He's been really gracious to me. He's awesome. He's awesome. I really like him. And so, I have a lot of stuff to get to tonight. When it comes to the sports, in terms of sports, the Football Central tonight is going to start 5 minutes earlier. The reason for that being is just that I have so much football stuff to get to that I feel like I need another 5 minutes. So that's why I did that tonight. So we have a lot of things to get to tonight. I'm not going to dilly-dally as much as I do some other times because of the amount of material I have to get to. I want to start by mentioning something. Here is But here is the plan. Actually, let me tell you about something that's going on this week. The Ministry of Health Conference is a conference held every year at Mark Buckley Ministries at 2010 North Stark Road in Midland. First, I will tell you when it is, and I'm going to take a few minutes to explain what it's about and what the Ministry of Health means. It takes place tomorrow night, September 11th, through Friday, September 14th. So, Tuesday evening, Wednesday morning, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday. During the evening, prayers at 6:15, 7 o'clock service. And then in the morning, it's 10:30 service. Except for Tuesday morning, there's no service. All right. Let me tell you what the Ministry of Health is about. Well, in Mark Barclay's opinion, along with I'm sure many other, some other preachers feel this way, the Ministry of Health is the most important thing we can learn about, aside from salvation. Additionally, only 1% of all Christians are called to be part of the fivefold. As it says in the Bible, it is ye who have said to call evangelists, apostles, prophets, pastors, and teachers. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. If you're a Christian and you're in a church, you're called to something. You are. You're called to something. Sitting in that church pew every service and not greeting at the door, not being an elder, not being a deacon, not doing anything but just coming to church and just sitting in your seat. You're being fed, but that's not work for God. God has called us all to something. He has. He has. We're all called to something. So, for the rest of them who aren't, for you 99% who aren't called to be preachers, teachers, guess what? There's work to be done at the church. So that includes teaching children, reading at the door, helping pastor, helping your pastor in other ways, driving your pastor around doing it. A lot of other things you can do. Security in the parking lot. Working in the bookstore. Vacuum. There are many different areas in which you can work in the church. And God has called us all to something. Oh, yeah. And worship. And praise. And worship. Unity. In our church, we have way over 300 people involved in the Ministry of Health in one way or another. And those of us who are in the Ministry of Health, that is what this week is about. And I'm ready to learn some things this week, hopefully some things that I don't know, and be able to apply them. So that I may be a better worker of the ministry. God has called all of us who are Christians to be workers of the ministry. He has. And ministry of helps is very important. That to say, let me think here. For tomorrow, I've got to be there. My plan for tomorrow evening is that instead of a 6 o'clock show, I'm gonna run it at more like 4:30. And it's going to run for 1 hour or less. 45 minutes or so. Wednesday night, we're going to start at closer to 4 o'clock. This way, we'll have time to still do the Football Central, although it might be a little bit shortened. But just a little, because I made a commitment to you football fans that every Monday and Wednesday, here and out, we're going to be doing the Football Central. So we're still going to do that. So that to let you know, there's just going to be some time change. 4:30 tomorrow, and then 4 o'clock on Wednesday. Yeah, that's the plan. Now, you're wondering, so, Miracle Man, what you going to do tonight? Well, this evening, you're going to continue our march through Joshua 16. And then we're going to read Hebrews 11 and the first two verses of Hebrews 12. We're going to talk a little about faith. After we do that, we're going to get into sports first of all. I'm going to talk about Tigers. By the way, Verlander is pitching tonight for the Astros in Detroit. I'll try to get an update for you. But then, in addition, now this is why the football is starting 5 minutes early. I have tons of material to get to. I have Midland High, Cal High. I have Michigan. I have Michigan State. I have some NFL material to get to. That includes the Lions versus the JETS Jets tonight at 7:10 p.m. I have Falcons Eagles and a little bit on the Bears Packers game from Sunday Night Football. And that's a bit, what our plan is for this evening. Excuse me, taking a sip. What that was is me drinking a delicious Coca-Cola. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, you said you have a caller.
Yeah.
Hello there.
We have two callers.
All right. they get to call in and talk to me. Hello?
They might just want to listen.
Sorry. But they might want to listen. They want to talk. They can talk.
Okay.
I mean, you let me know. But they get to get on if they want to call in. But speaking of callers and that, I am going to. Let me see what time. It is 6:45, but well, folks, here at McDonald's, you can get any size soft drink for the low price of just $1. $1. That's it. There are other things you can get on the $1, $2, $3 menu that include a classic cheeseburger, just a regular cheeseburger for $1. For $2, you can get a bacon cheeseburger. You can get a McGriddle, sausage McGriddle for $2. For $3, you can get a classic chicken sandwich, a triple cheeseburger, and a Happy Meal. Your choice between a hamburger, cheeseburger, and four nuggets with fries, other side, and your choice of drink for the kids. It'll be up to between you and the kids to decide whether they want apples or whether they want another fry. Now, the kitty fry is smaller than when I was little. When I was little, they would give us a full small fry, and then we would have a kid-sized 12-ounce soda to drink. And I can understand why the Center for Science and the Public Interest was not happy with how it had been. To be honest, I wish they had not messed with the Happy Meal and had left it the way it was. I really wish they had left it the way it had, way it was. Because I think that worked better. And they used to advertise it a lot more, you know, when I was little on my cartoons and that I would watch. I explained a while ago, months ago, about how McDonald's had really mastered this cradle-to-grave advertising strategy. Because they say that kids start to recognize brands at the age of two. And sometimes they'll be customers for life. As has been my case generally with McDonald's, even though when I travel into other markets, by markets I mean other areas, in a lot of other areas, I won't really go to McDonald's. I'd be more apt to go to Chick-fil-A or other places because they have places that we don't have here. So, now, I'm going to get into the introduction. Those of you who have been listening to the show for a very long time, I want you to bear with me for just a moment. Now, those of you who are new to this program, as well as those of you who have been listening for a long time, I want you to share this show I want you to tell other people, please, about the show. I'm believing God for more and more listeners to be a part of the show all the time. I'm believing God for growth. More listeners. And I'm believing for partners who want to help me. Sponsors. You know, those who want, who love not only God, miracles, but also love, you know, sports, football. Now, you can be a part of this show. Now, you can tell other people how they can be a part of the show. What they can do is they can go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com. All one word. Once you get on the website, you will see a search bar. In the search bar, you want to type in Upfront Entertainment. Once again, that is Upfront Entertainment. Then you'll see a link. You'll want to click on this link as it says, Live and Large. And then you'll see a button that says Preacher and the Miracle Man Show. Yeah, you want to click on that. And then we have a like button, a follow button. We want you to hit that follow button. Please, please hit that follow button. And here's why. We want you to hit that follow button because something really cool is going to happen. You're going to get notified when we get ready to do our shows. So tomorrow afternoon at 4:30, and then on Wednesday at 4 this week, you're going to get notified that we're getting ready to do our shows. Hang on a sec. Actually, you know what? Tomorrow I'm gonna do it at 5, and then Wednesday at 4:30. So tomorrow at 5, Wednesday at 4:30 is when we're gonna do our shows. And then next week we'll be back to normal time, 6:30 p.m. You know, at same place here at McDonald's at 1711 South Saginaw Road. And we'll be doing as we always do. And so blogtalkradio.com. Search Upfront Entertainment, click on the link that says Love and Large, then click that button that says Preacher and Miracle Man, hit that follow button. You'll be good to go. You'll see a button, you know, the play button, so you'll be able to stream us when we're live. Awesome. And here's something cool you guys can think about. And that is every time we've done a show, every show we've done, every single one of them that we do here is archived. So you can go back and listen to the shows that we've done in the past. Over the past 13, almost 14 months now, we have done over 200 episodes. We've talked about a lot of different things. You sports fans can look at this year. The football stuff that I've done so far this year, you can maybe compare it to what I did last year. Maybe one of you football fans want to critique me. Guess what? That leads me to the phone number. We have a telephone number that you can call me at. You can call the Miracle Man directly. and we can talk about generally whatever you want to talk about. We can pray. If you want some prayer for some stuff, you can tell me right over the air. And I'll pray for you. If you want someone to talk to, you know, if you want to talk about sports or whatever, I'll gladly talk to you. But you're on the show. And as I said a minute ago, we can talk about generally anything we want you want to talk about. I have one exception. And that is that this show is not a political talk show. There are great political talk shows that you can call into and talk to them if that's what you want to do, or just listen to them. And I think of people like Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, all good, solid people, talk show hosts, all good. But they talk about politics, but I don't. I talk more about God and faith. I talk about food probably more than they do even. And then, of course, sports. No, I haven't had a chance to talk about much food tonight because I am so full of material. And that I had to shift it around by a few minutes. So, the telephone number that you can get on board and talk to me is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Now, I'm sorry that it's a Philadelphia number. It's just how Blog Talk works. So that's the number. Now, when you call the number, you'll want to press 1. When you hear the command that says to call into the live show, press 1. You'll want to press 1. And then what's going to happen is you'll go through my call screener. You go through the call screener, and then Cassidy is going to let me know that we have a caller. And what's going to happen then is I'm going to say, okay, and then I'm going to let you on the air. And you'll have the floor, and you'll be able to talk to me. And I'll say, hello, so-and-so from wherever you are. And then I'm going to say, what say you? Which I borrowed from Bill O'Reilly. I think that's pretty cool that he did that when he had it, the O'Reilly factor. I do that because I think it's a cool opening question. What say you? Because what that does is it gives you the opportunity to speak. And as I was saying earlier, you can congratulate me and thank me for what for the great job I'm doing, like my mother does on the show, or you can critique me. You can critique some of my picks, my football picks maybe. I'm open to criticism. You can call me up and you can say, dude, Miracleman, why did you pick the Falcons over the Eagles last week? Why did you pick Michigan State to win? Why did you? Well, and then I'll tell you why. We can have open discussion. And we love that. So, hopefully we can get some great calls tonight. All right. Now let's pray. And then we'll get into the word for the little bit of time that we have. So I got to get going. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word tonight. I thank you, Father, that it would be strength to these people's bones. I just thank you that you bless these people mightily for joining this program tonight. And I just thank you that their hearts would be open and prepared to receive of your word. Lord God, I thank you that you would bless me tonight and you would use me as an organ, and that I would say Jesus tonight only what you would have me say. Lord God, I also thank you and confess over this show tonight, right now, that finances come to the show, new equipment comes to the show, an increase of listeners comes to the show, and that sponsors and partners come to the show who want to help do this work. And most importantly, souls come to this show. People who want to give their lives to you, Jesus. That is our ultimate goal. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Let's go to Joshua 16. Let's get going. We don't have a ton of time, but we're going to just keep chugging along, as they say. So I'm just looking for my spot. When I find my spot, I'm going to begin reading immediately. And I'm going to begin reading. You catch up with me. The allotment of Joseph began at the Jordan at Jericho, east of the waters of Jericho, and went up them from there through the desert into the hill country of Bethel. And it went on from Bethel, that is, Luz, and it crossed over to the territory of the Arkies in Aral, descended westward to the territory of the Jephthahites as far as the region of lower Beth Aron, and on to Gaza, ending at the sea. So Manasseh and Ephraim, the descendants of Joseph, received their inheritance. This was the territory of Ephraim, clan by clan. The boundary of their inheritance went from Adar, in the east, to upper Beth Horon, and continued to the sea. From Mekudal on the north, it curved eastward to Kineath Shemal, passing by it to Janiah on the east. Then it went down from Jephthah to Adar, and that, and it touched Jericho, and it came out at the Jordan. From Tapua, the border went west to the Cana Ravine, and it ended at the sea. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the Ephraimites, clan by clan. It also included all of the towns and their villages that were set aside, for the Ephraimites within the inheritance of the Manassites. They did not dislodge the Canaanites living in Gezer. To this day, the Canaanites live among the people of Ephraim, but are required to do forced labor. All right. We are at 7:05, so we still have a little bit of time to read some and talk about faith. Can I start with Hebrews 11? We're going to start with the 11th verse. I think, we'll start with Hebrews 11:11, and we will march onward from there. Then I will take a couple minutes to absorb. Not on my own, right? I'm going to get right into the Word when I open so that I have a little more time for the Word. But I have a lot of material to get to tonight. I'm going to Hebrews 11. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father, because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, became descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons, and he worshipped God as he leaned on the top of his staff. That shepherd's thing. It's not talking about, he was a boss and he leaned on his employees. No. He wasn't talking about my cane either. He was talking about something a shepherd would use. Now, by faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt. And he gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw that he was no ordinary child. They were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose instead to be mistreated along with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. I think he left Egypt not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who was invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn. Would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not welcome with those who were disobedient. What more shall I say? I do not have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and were put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two and put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins, goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts, and mountains, and in caves, and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Now let's read the first two verses of Hebrews chapter 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. All right. Bone decided to be wayward and drop on the ground. Made a little mistake. We will be baptizing that tonight when I ask so. No, I was just kidding. You gotta have fun once in a while, you know. Even though you know, and maybe you're in sometimes, you know, it doesn't hurt to laugh. You know, you always well learn to laugh in the first place. You laughing's good for you. And the Bible says a merry heart does good like a medicine. Isn't that the truth? One of these days, soon, I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to take some time and talk about that. You know, laughter is the music of the heart. But now about this faith. I think all the time about Abraham. You know, he was a great man. He did as God told him. You know, and the Bible says, you know, by faith, Abraham, you know, Sarah herself was past age. He was able to become a father, and Sarah a mother. And they had Isaac. And, yeah, they had Isaac. Abraham and Sarah. You know, of course, first they're Sarai and Abram, but God changed their names to Abraham and Sarah. But they obeyed God. God told them the stuff to do. They did it. And guess what? In their old age, they became parents of Isaac. Yeah. They walked in obedience. They were a perfect example. Part of walking out this faith walk is living in obedience. And that's one of the keys. Also, one of the keys to a great life is obeying God. Disobeying God can lead to your prayers in your faith. I mean, it can lead to your prayers being hindered. And I don't know about you, but I don't want that. So I'm going to pray real quick, and then we're going to switch gears. Heavenly Father, I thank you that we will get this word on the inside. It was short, but it was sweet. I thank you, Lord God, that we will just receive this nugget and realize that we must obey God if we want his blessing. If we want miracles to take place, we must obey. As well as believe God, you know, and asking him everything else. We got to have obedience. I thank you, Lord, that we will find out what we're not doing. If there's something we're not doing, we'll fix it. And we will get it right before God. I give you praise and honor and glory for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen and amen. Now it is 7:18. The Tigers are playing in Detroit tonight. The game started at 7:10. At 6:10, you can hear the game live on 790 WSGW AM or on FM 104.9 WQBS in the local area. This weekend, the Tigers, well, they won Friday as part of this weekend's tournament. I mean, salute to the 1968 team that won the World Series, the 50th anniversary celebration. They won Friday by a score of 4-3 in a big walk-off fashion. And it was amazing. That was awesome. It was really special. Really was special. And they'd won like 4 or 5. They also won Saturday, but then they lost Saturday by Sunday by the score of 5-3. And tonight for Houston, Verlander is pitching. Justin Verlander, the guy we traded last year. And I told you guys what I thought about it, those of you who were listening back then. I was shocked that they traded him when they did and thought they could have kept him through to the end of last season and then went from there. But they traded him then. And
can we let in a prayer request?
So I just let you know what I thought about Bruin. He is in Houston, and he's doing great things. Last time he pitched against Detroit earlier this season, he gave up 4 home runs, which was the most he had given up since early 2016, back when he was still playing for Detroit. I forget who he gave all those up to, but refill, please, of Coke and Ice.
Yes, and at some point, a prayer request might be coming in.
Okay? All right.
I'll let you know.
Please do. Please do. All right. Now, hello, everybody. Football fans, good evening to you all. And it is so great to have you here with me tonight. Here for another Football Central. There are 2 key components to the Miracle Man Show, one of which is faith in God, but the other is sports. And so here in football season, part of what I'm doing right now is I'm taking approximately 30 minutes to talk about sports. And then Tuesday night, it's kind of a shortened sports update. I was just talking about Verlander as he is in Detroit pitching for the Astros against our Tigers.
We have a super good question. Can I let him in?
Yes, please. Hello.
Hi.
Hello there.
Hi, hello, my name is Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
My name is Maddie.
How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm so awesome, Maddie. It's good to be here. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. I have a question.
Yes, please.
Okay, how do you feel about the NFL players kneeling during the national anthem?
I think it is not good at all that they're doing, that they're still kneeling. It hurts ratings. It really is not pretty stuff when they do that. It's almost like, if you're going to treat America like that, then by all means, don't play for the NFL if you want to disrespect your country like that. Because
right, and I guess I kind of take it on a personal level because I'm in the military.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your service, Maddie.
You're welcome.
But you were saying, so you're in the military, so go ahead. Like you were saying, you're in the military.
My friend and I, we were just listening to your little podcast thing, and it was very intriguing. It was nice to listen to.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. And so, is that all you have, or?
I just wanted to call and let you know that I think you're doing a great job, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Maddie.
You're welcome. Have a good night, okay?
You have a blessed day. You have a blessed day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Now that was awesome. And the reason I even brought up the National Anthem thing was because she asked me a question. But when you have players that are kneeling during the national anthem, you had 2 Dolphin players do that yesterday. When they're doing that, they're hurting the business of the NFL. They're hurting ratings. Ratings were down last year. and they were down the year before that. I think it was because of the news. In 2015, they had great ratings. But 2016, you know, when Kaepernick started kneeling, that didn't help anything. And then last year, when they had even more kneeling, that didn't help anything. It really hurts when players are kneeling. And if any of you players were kneeling, you heard from a great military person in Maddie. She really does not think at all that it's cool that these players are kneeling. Because these military people, they're sacrificing their lives for you and me, so that we can be free as a country. But these NFL players who make mega money cannot stand for our flag. That is messed up. You can at least stand and have your hand on your heart as a symbol to thank the vets. You know, thank those because they're so stinking. You see Rockets of Glare, you know, and the whole song. It's about America. When you kneel like that, it's like, it's almost like you're like, I can feel less about America. No. You know, every country has its own problems, including this one. But that don't mean you should be kneeling and using the national anthem as your platform. You want to make change? Go do stuff in your community. Don't just stand kneel there on the football field and be rant over. Now, let's talk about some real on-the-field football that happened over this past weekend. As usual, I am going to start locally with some high school football. Friday evening. First, I take you to Midland Community Stadium, where Midland High hosted Bay City Western at Midland Community Stadium. So we were back at home. And I was there live at the game, and I had to say, it felt great to be home. The band, the drum line put in an awesome night. The cheerleaders were awesome. Because I sit, you know, by the band and student, kind of pretty close to the band and pretty close to the student section, so I can hear them and what they're doing. The cheerleaders, they all did an amazing job. They really did. And the football, they really stepped it up in the second half. Even though in the first half they were decent. But at the end of the first half it was 7-3. Midland Western could have gotten a touchdown and won up. But then in the second half, Midland really came out and went to work. They hurried. They put in a new quarterback this year in Al Money. He's a sophomore. They brought him up from JV after he tore up the JV team. He did so well there that they decided, Al, we're sending you to varsity. And then they put Caden Jacobs on as running back. Because he had been the scheduled starting QB. But the first couple of weeks, apparently that wasn't working so well. In the first two games, as far as scoring, Midland put up a combined 22 points. On Friday, they put up 35 points. So they more than doubled the season total. No, excuse me. Let me rephrase that. 21, and then it added 35 to that. So they didn't quite double it. They were close. Had they had another drive go their way, they could have doubled. As the Canucks beat the Warriors 35-11. I said it would be 35-14. So I was really close. Had Western went for a field goal and gotten it, I would have had it. I would have nailed it. go to, now let's take you to Bay City Central, Elmer Ingalls Stadium, where you had Dow High taking on the Wolves of Bay City Central. I thought Bay City Central was going to come out with a lot more poise after being shut out twice. Well, they got some points on the board, did the Wolves, but it was nowhere near enough, as the Dow Chargers totally trounced them 52-12. 52-12, Dow over Central. They looked really sharp, sharper than they had the first two games. So, high school Friday night, it was good. You know, the weather outside was beautiful. I was out there. This week I won't be out there because I'll be at the conference, the Ministry of Health's conference.
Yeah.
Now, if for some reason the church service gets right out, like right at 9 or 9:05 for whatever reason, if I get there and there's maybe 10, 15 minutes of football left to be played, then I might stop to the stadium for the last few minutes, you know, to beat by it just to kind of, you know, take it in. Okay. I love Friday night lights, because then I can say I was there in time to describe what. But now let's go to college football. On Saturday, you had Michigan taking on Western Michigan University, the team that basically went undefeated 2 years ago. But this year, they can't win. Western Michigan can't score. They got totally annihilated by Michigan by a score of 48-3. Michigan whipped Western Michigan, whipped them at the Big House, 48-3. They looked pretty sharp, I would say, pretty sharp. You know, their quarterback, Patterson, he stepped up, and he did well for him. So, it was a good recovery by Michigan, I think. I was proud of them. Their defense did a lot better, I think. Got more blocks. They did what they had to do. Notre Dame did almost lose, though, so. Michigan is now ranked number 16. Let's talk about Michigan State, though. Michigan State falls to Arizona State by a score of 18-16 in Tempe, Arizona, on Saturday night. When it was 110 degrees outside the Saturday after Labor Day, at 7:15 at night when the game started. 110 degrees outside. Well, it did keep the score down. Michigan State struggled. They couldn't beat someone as they lost 18-16. Michigan State went go ahead. Field goal late in order to ice it. Michigan State is now at number 25 of the top 25. They're now at number 25. Arizona State is at number 23. Now, other things of note, Auburn and Alabama. Auburn won hugely over their opponent. Yeah, so did Alabama. I think I really think Auburn and Alabama are both going to make huge noise. I think who wins that game could possibly go to the national championship game. I see that as very likely. So whoever wins the Iron Bowl would extremely likely go to the SEC championship game. And then if that Alabama team won, then they'd get in the playoffs. By that Alabama team, I mean whether it be Auburn or Alabama. My hope is that someday we can get to that place right here in Michigan where you have Michigan and Michigan State, that sometime maybe you can have the Michigan-Michigan State game always be right before the Michigan-Ohio State game. I would love to see that. I would love to see that. It would always be the same Saturday in November. And let's say both are really doing great things. We'll say both of them are undefeated or real close to it. They've played most of the season, except for Michigan still has to play Ohio State, and then Michigan State still has to play, you know, who up. That would be cool, really cool, to have that right here in Michigan. Will that happen someday? Maybe. I'm not going to submit that to the Big Ten. All I am is just this guy sitting here at this McDonald's talking about sports and college football. But that would be pretty cool. In Alabama, they call it the Iron Bowl. Here, maybe we could call it the, I don't know, maybe we could call it the Cotton Bowl. Maybe the Chevy Bowl. I don't know. Maybe, you know, starting to think of something really cool that would symbolize Michigan. Because right now the one who gets the Paul Bunyan trophy, I don't know why, when Paul Bunyan was from Minnesota. But you know, Alabama and Auburn do look to still be contenders. That's what's college football. We have a lot of NFL stuff to get to resolve. We're going to start with Thursday night, because I try to stick to chronological order. On Thursday night, you have the Falcons. Oh, by the way, let me tell you what happened with the pick. So I got the Michigan game right as far as the winner, but then I missed the Michigan State. I got that wrong. So I was right on high school. Perfect. I was one of two on college. Now let's go to Thursday night in the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. You have the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Atlanta Falcons in the rematch of the NFL playoffs from last season. And the Eagles won 20-18 over the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons scored first to make it 3-0. Then Eagles scored. Then Atlanta scored again to make it 6-3. So for a little while, it was all about the field goal. For a little while. Then Atlanta scored a touchdown. No. Philadelphia scored a touchdown. Then Atlanta scored. And then... So Eagles won it. Atlanta could have won it had Julio Jones just got in there and caught that ball pass from Matt Ryan. If he had just caught that pass, Mr. Julio, if he would have just caught that pass, Atlanta would have won that ball game. It cost them, Atlanta, the first game and it costed me a pick because I said Atlanta would win the game, and they didn't. So that was Thursday night. Let's talk now about Sunday. First off, a game of significant note because it affects a team that I pay close attention to. The conference, that is. I pay close attention to that conference. And that is the New Orleans Saints of the NFC South. They took on yesterday, the Saints took on the Buccaneers in their home field, I will add, the Superdome. But they lost. They lost 48-43. The Saints gave up 48 points yesterday to the Bucs, even though they scored 43 of their own, and Drew Brees is still an awesome quarterback. I think up there with Tom Brady, who are among the best. I will say, though, I wish the defense of the Saints was a lot better. I'm just being honest. Because you're not going to win too many ball games if you give up 48 points. That don't work. Really doesn't. And I was thinking the Buccaneers were going to be the sleeper in the NFC South. I guess even the Buccaneers decided to improve their stuff. I guess they decided that they want a piece of that pie. They want a piece of the Atlanta, Carolina, and New Orleans all going to the playoffs in the same season this past season. I guess Tampa Bay decided, well, we want a piece too. Well, Tampa Bay took a step in that direction last night. But Carolina, they had a good solid win as well yesterday. Other teams of note, other games of note, you had Minnesota winning over 49ers. You had the Bills totally got crushed yesterday. You had the Patriots over the Texans. It was 27-20. I think the Texans could make some noise this year in the AFC South. You still had Jacksonville a winner. And coming up really soon, you're going to have a rematch of Jacksonville versus the Patriots. I will be picking that game, by the way. I just got to find out what it is. But I will be picking that game because I see it as a game of importance. Also, I'm trying to think of some other games from yesterday. Broncos beat the Seahawks 27-24. Not surprised by that. The Seahawks are still decent, but not what they were back when they went to the Super Bowl 2 years in a row. What did we learn from this week, aside from tonight? Well, it's only season one. I mean, it's only week one. One more thing to tell you about first before the analysis continues. The Browns and Steelers tied yesterday. What? 21-21? It's a tie? It's a tie? Yep. Yep, it was a tie. The Steelers actually tied the Browns. The Steelers should have beat them, not tied them. The good news is that they won't have to deal with a 0-16 record. The next worst they could be is 0-15-1, which that one would mean a tie. But still, you know, you want to actually try to win a ball game. So it helps the Browns, but it kind of hurt the Steelers. Is how I look at that tie. Now, let's talk about tonight's game. What that is my sound effect of trying to sound like the Lions. As the Lions, under first-year coach Matt Patricia, are at home to take on the J-E-T-S, Jets of New York City. The game started at 7:10. I do not know what the score is right now. After this episode is done, that is the next thing I am doing. I am going straight to listen to that ball game when I get home. And by the way, you can listen live right now on 93.3 FM. 93.3 FM in this area. In other areas, check local listings. But what? Sorry about that. But as I said the other day, I expect great things from Matt Patricia, team, players, and he's really making himself known, Matt, with his presence. He's very different, according to players, from Matt Patricia. And he is, he's a lot more vocal. He's a much louder leader. The Caldwell, they always liked him because he was real calm. He was really, but sometimes if you really want to win, you can't always just be calm all the time. Sometimes you got to be vocal. Sometimes you got to, you know, get a bit louder. You want to be able to increase that morale. You know, you want to be able to not only work them, but, you know, have fun. Show them how to have fun doing it. How to have fun being a great quarterback. Be a great running back. You know, improve your team defensively. You know, how to be better. And my hope is that they can improve. I think they can. If they are any worse at all, it would be because of their division, which leads me to last night's SNF game, Sunday Night Football. Last night, you had the Bears taking on the Packers. The Bears were up 20-0. Khalil Mack was having his way. He was doing awesome. Everything was going the Bears' way for a while. 2.5 quarters, basically. Aaron Rodgers was even carted off the field during the first half. But then something funny happened. The Packers started to get some life back. Lambeau Field started to get a little bit louder. Aaron Rodgers came back in. At first, not at center, under center, but just only in shotgun. Then he started to throw some more passes. Then, before you know it, touchdown Packers. I mean, field goal, good field goal by Packers. Then, a few minutes later, touchdown Packers. Then later, touchdown Packers. 2017. Then, a little bit later, 2017, the Packers score another touchdown, 23-23. Good extra point, 24-23. But before that happened, the Bears were in the middle of, but then there was a touch, but then the Bears quarterback threw an interception and it got returned for a whole bunch of yards to like the 30-some yard line. And Green Bay had it. And then a few plays later, well, you know it, touchdown pack, 24-23. What was I thinking during that first half? I was thinking, well, the Lions have a job on their hands because they're going to have to do really good against the Bears, Vikings, no, the Packers, Vikings, and Bears. But then in the second half, other than Khalil Mack, the Bears kind of ran out of gas. Kind of like that car, you know, like when it's just really slowing down and it's coasting to a stop and they lose the momentum. What happened to the Bears last night? So, who would have diagnosed? Someone would have asked me. I was an analyst, you know, for the, and someone would ask me, well, what do you think happened to the Bears? I would say, well, I think they just ran out of gas. I think they just ran out of gas. So they just kind of, you know, it was like they quit almost. And then that's what happened. So, but tonight, you know, is our night. Later on tonight, you have the Raiders playing football. And they're taking on the Rams versus that. And we'll find out what those are made of. Now, folks, I want to say thank you all for your time tonight. It was a great time talking to you all. I had a lot of fun doing this tonight. And I must say, folks, until tomorrow evening, God first, God always, and for all y'all Detroit fans who are listening, come on, Detroit, this is our night to shine. Let's beat Verlander in baseball, and then let's crash the Jets' party. The J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. How about J-E-T-S not so fast? I like that better. And so, we'll see what happens. We'll get some wins tonight, folks. Go Detroit. And remember, of course, as I always say, God first, God always. So long, everybody.